It was a scene of pomp and pageantry in front of the Saskatchewan legislature on Friday in honor of King Charles III. The province held its coronation parade in front of the legislature, which included a booming 21-gun cannon salute, as well as the highlight, a flyover from the Royal Canadian Air Force out of 15-wing Moose Jaw over top of the legislature building. Chief Justice Robert Richards was on hand to preside over the parade in place of Lieutenant Governor Russ Morasty. The Lieutenant Governor plans to host a reception marking the coronation at Government House next week on March 13. On hand to watch the scene were plenty of spectators, including many schoolkids who got a first-hand look at how Canada's constitutional monarchy operates. The ceremonies in Regina were in advance of the coronation festivities for Charles III happening in London, scheduled to begin around 3 a.m. Saskatchewan time. For those at the event Friday, it was a momentous occasion most of them had not seen before. "We haven't seen a coronation in Canada in over 70 years," said Jason Quilliam, chief of protocol for the province of Saskatchewan. "It's our opportunity to celebrate the coronation, albeit a day early." In terms of protocol, the three main elements of that day's ceremony that were directly related to the crown, Quilliam said, included an Indigenous smudging and honor song to honor the special relationship that exists between the crown and Indigenous peoples, then the parade proper, which included members of the Canadian Armed Forces, and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. King Charles was recently named Commissioner-in-Chief of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, a position that his mother held Her Late Majesty held before him, and of course he is the Commander-in-Chief for the Canadian Armed Forces. "I think it's an incredibly exciting day," said Tim McLeod, MLA for Moose Jaw North and Provincial Secretary and Legislative Secretary for Premier Scott Moe. "Most people that are participating weren't alive the last time a coronation happened." McLeod also acknowledged it was a major change for residents after the long reign of Queen Elizabeth II. "First and foremost, it's going to take a while for all of us to get used to seeing His Majesty instead of Her Majesty, given the length of time and service that we enjoyed from Her Late Majesty Queen Elizabeth, too. I certainly hope His Majesty will visit Saskatchewan sometime soon."